Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha, it's a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus, getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. And God, in his masterpiece, is once again having mercy on Israel. And Jewish people are coming to know the Messiah in large numbers. This is, God is pouring out his spirit. And I have to tell you, there are people that are being healed right at this moment. If you have a pain in your neck, if you will move your head, you'll see that that pain is gone. And you'll also see that your back is healed. And someone's spine has actually been restored as I'm speaking right now. And if you, the person with that hip problem, if you'll just start walking, you'll see that that pain is a thing of the past. But it's so strong in people's necks right now. And the presence of God is just pouring out over the airwaves. That's what happens on my television show, It's Supernatural. We are in prime time in Israel. Just about every home in Israel can get It's Supernatural. We're moving into secular television in the United States. I have Sharon Allen on the telephone because this book that God told me to write, it's called They Thought for Themselves. Hers is one of the 10 testimonies. Jewish people from every walk of life that God has revealed Jesus to as the King of the Jews. So Sharon's married to a Gentile that is so Hamish, she's so Jewish, and he agrees to raise their daughter Jewish because she had been divorced and she was remarried. And Sharon is part of a Lubavitch synagogue, Chabad, and they're working, they're active, and her husband Ron is active with this. And then she says, so Ron, it's time for you to convert to Judaism. And he says, fine. But then he finds out he has to renounce Yeshua, Jesus, as the Messiah. And he says, I'm not going to do that. And Sharon is shocked. So to prove that he's wrong, she starts studying the scriptures. She not only studies the scriptures, she starts studying all the Jewish books about the scriptures by the famous rabbis, even books by rabbis that try to prove Jesus isn't the Messiah. And one of these, the most famous rabbis, Rabbi Shachet, comes to the Hebrew Academy, where her daughter is a student and is giving a lecture, she just couldn't believe what he was saying. So she said, Rabbi, I have to comment. So what happened next, Sharon?
Well, we had this discussion of back and forth, and it was quite intense. And to 12 midnight, we were discussing Jewish history, the Bible. At one point, you know, he said sin was, you know, we're not born in sin, we don't deal with sin. But then I had to remind him of the tradition about the Kippurah, where we take for a man takes a rooster over and swirls it over his head and says that his sin should go into the rooster. A woman does a hen, and if a woman is pregnant, she's doing it with a hen and a rooster because she doesn't know if her unborn child is a male or a female. Now that is astounding. If we're not born in sin, then what would be the need for a pregnant woman to do this for her unborn child? And so these were the things that we were discussing. And then the rabbi became very anxious to close the meeting to an end. And he had said something from the podium which was quite shocking to me. He shouted out into the audience that that man, and he was talking about Jesus, he said, that man committed blasphemy from the cross. And I was shocked. I couldn't believe what he was saying. I said, what do you mean? He said, oh, yes. He said, that man committed blasphemy from the cross when he shouted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And when the rabbi shouted that out into the audience, he used a very angry, loud voice. But I said to the rabbi, he could have been saying it in a soft voice, in a crying voice, in a lamenting voice, in a pleading voice. The rabbi said, no, no. When he shouted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He was committing blasphemy from the cross. And I was so shocked because those very same words were originally said by our beloved King David in Psalm 22. And what Jew would dare say that our beloved King David committed blasphemy? So I went home that evening, and I announced to my husband and my daughter, I have no more doubts. I believe that Yeshua HaMashiach is my Jewish Messiah. And now I'm going to read the New Testament, the Brit Hadashah. Now, Brit Hadashah does not mean like a brand new testament. It means a renewed covenant. In other words, the Hebrew Scriptures is the first covenant. The ongoing message to God's people. The Brit Hadashah is a renewed covenant for the Gentile people and for the Jewish people for a renewing. Now the Messiah has come, and he walks the earth, and these were the things that he accomplished, and we all, both Jew and Gentile, need to believe in him. So I read the Brit Hadashah and realized that our family needed to be baptized, that, you know, mikvah and water immersion, but now in the belief of Yeshua being our Messiah.
Yeah, but what about your husband Ron and your daughter who's attending the Hebrew Academy? What did they think?
Well, Elisa, of course, had to leave the Hebrew Academy because at this point it became obvious to everyone in the audience that where my research was leading me. And so Elisa did have to leave Hebrew Academy, and she went to a school that was right in our community, a public school in our community. And my husband understood, both my daughter and my husband understood all the research I was doing. I just want to share with you, you mentioned Elisa and being at school. One of the days that I was doing my research in the Hebrew Scriptures, I came across the scripture where Moses raised a standard, a pole in the desert, in the wilderness, and he put a bronze serpent on the top of the pole. And he told the Israelites that as long as they looked up onto and see the bronze serpent, they wouldn't die because the serpents were coming and biting their feet and they were dying from the poisonous snakes. But as long as they looked up at the bronze serpent, they would be saved. I read that, and it sounded so goyisha. Do you know what I'm saying? I had no idea that something like that was in my own Hebrew scriptures because it just didn't seem appropriate for Jewish people to have a pole, a standard, and have, you know, and when you see and understand how they would do a standard in the wilderness at that time, it was actually a pole with a crossbeam on top, and the bronze serpent was twirled, you know, around that beam going across, would be laid across that. And my daughter came home from school. I couldn't wait for her to come home from school. I said, Elisa, you're not going to believe this. This sounds so goyish. Look what I'm reading in the Bible. And I read it to her. And she says to me, Mommy, we read that today in school, and we acted it out in a play. I went into shock because it was like a message from God for me that, yes, Sharon, you are doing the right thing. I am there with you. I know what you're reading. I know that you're in shock. I know that you're surprised at what you're reading. But I understand. Just keep doing what you're doing.
You know, Sharon, your entire family became believers. But I've got a copy here of some research while you were trying to find out, trying to prove that Jesus is not the Messiah. You took the first 10 names that appear in the Bible, Adam, Seth, all the way to Noah, and you translated it into English, and this is the sentence you came up with. Mankind turns their faces towards and are appointed mortal, grievous sorrow to lament and to mourn. God, who is praised, comes down to instruct and to consecrate. He is sent forth as a prophet priest to be smitten and scourged, to die, to give rest and security, a quiet peace. That sentence, I mean, that's it. That's it. That's the whole gospel hidden in the first 10 major characters that we read about in the Bible.
Yes.
But Mishpocha, you really got to read her entire story, my story. 10 Jewish people put together in this book they thought for themselves, in which Jewish people came to the conclusion. And this book was designed to give to unsaved Jewish people. But I want you to read this yourself. You'll be fascinated by these stories. And the scriptures are worked into the storyline. Over 500,000 of these have been distributed to Jewish households throughout the world. But it's time now for the Jewish person that God himself has had cross your path for you to read this book and give it to him. This is my love gift to you. And we're asking this week if you would give a generous offering so that we can expand our ministry at this set time to favor Zion. Because it's God's removing the spiritual scales from the eyes of Jewish people. Our television show, these books, we must get them into Jewish hands. We must be in every city of the world immediately. Shabbat broadcast, I want to bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom in the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechach Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.